You're holding off Nun Gimel, we're holding on top here. In the middle of the last Shiloh, the Gemara's Kasher was on Rabbi Loi again. That Rabbi Loi, it says, Kate Kafnaisa de Shvis. On the year of Shvis, he cut down this palm tree when the fruits were very unripe. They're very young fruits. So the question is, how can you cut down the fruits? The Torah says, Lochlo. When you have fruits that grow on Shvi'as, you have to eat them, and you're not allowed to be mafsed them. So how was he allowed to chop it down? So first Gemara wanted to say that he held that unripe dates are not called fruit yet. It's not called the peri, therefore it's mutter. Then we're in the middle of Esnakasha, that can't be. So Gemara wanted to say that Maskar Rasimim Minadoi, or Mipligi Rabbonan led the Rav Yosi. We want to say it's a machloikis Rav Yosi and the Rabbonan, is this unripe fruits called the fruit or not? So Gemara wanted to say the Rabbonan argue on Rav Yosi. So the question is now, no, the Rabbanon only argue on Rabbi Yossi only by grapes. But by Shari Lonis, do they argue? The Yotanan, we learned like this. How far, when is the fruits growing, called the fruit, that you're not allowed to cut down this tree on Shri'is, because you're not allowed to be mafs to destroy fruits of Shri'is. All type of trees have the same aloha. As soon as anything starts growing, here Rashi says, even when the leaves start growing, already you're not allowed to cut down the tree. Or Beisil Loim Beisilah says, no, it's not totally when the leaves start growing. Or Beisil Loim Hacharuvim, a boxer tree, Mishi Yasharshu. When you see a little bit, Rasha Shacharuvim, a little bit something looking like a box already. Vagafanim, what about the grapes? Mishi Yigro. As soon as the grape comes the size of Yigro. We'll soon see what that means. Rashi says, Mishi Godlo Hanovim Ksas. When the grapes grew a little bit. That's what these unripe grapes are called. Soon the Gemara is going to say that this size is the size of a white bean. When the grape becomes the size of a white bean, that's called mishigro. So as soon as the grapes are that size, even though it's unripe, you can't eat them, still it's called the shein peri, a fruit, and you're not allowed to cut down this tree on Shvi'as because you can't destroy the fruits of Shvi'as. You rather have to let the tree continue growing until you get a good fruit, and then the mitzvah is to eat it, and not to destroy it. The Yazesim, what about an olive tree? Mi Shia Snitsu. Rashi says, Mi Shiigdol Hanates Aleihim. When you have a nate, like a little bud growing around it. Vulcane Maschil, at the beginning of it when it's growing. The Shar Kol Hilonis, what about all the rest of the trees? How much does the fruit have to start growing? That it's called you have fruits here, that you're not allowed to chop down this tree, you can't destroy it on Shvi'as. Mi Shiyotziu. As soon as anything starts growing, the littlest bud that looks like a fruit, already it's called a peri, and you can't destroy it on Shri'as. Now, the Yomar Abasir Rasi says, Hu boiser, the shear of how big a grape is, that's called a boiser. Boiser is when the grapes are a little bit bigger, they're still unripe. By grapes, there are three types of grapes. The smallest type is called a smoder. That's the smallest size of a grape. Then it grows a little bit bigger, it comes to the size of a boiser. And then if it gets ripe, that's a regular grape. Now Rav Asi says, Hu boiser, the medium size of a grape, which is a boiser, Hu girua. That's the shear that this price says is the shear of a girua. And how big is that? Hu pula loven. That's the size of a white bean. For the Gemara, pula loven sagadaituch, has the having meaner is that it's a white bean mamish. For the Gemara, we're talking about grapes now. What do you mean it's a white bean? That means this size, this medium-sized grape, that we're calling it now a boiser, that's an unripe grape, but it's a medium size, it's a little bit bigger than a smadar, that's the size of a pulhaloven, the size of a white bean. That's what this brisa holds. So this brisa holds, this mandiyama holds, that grapes is the size of a white bean. That's called boiser, that's what's called a pri. Mashenkin, shar, kolilonis, all other trees, at what point is the fruit called a fruit? Mishiyotziyu, the smallest bud, the smallest thing that you see that's called a fruit, it's already called a fruit. Now, who does this price go like? Oman shamadle, who do we hear from? The yoma bois in smodaloi, that says only a boiser, that's a medium-sized grape. That size grape is called a fruit. Mashenken smodaloi, but the first stage of a grape, the unripe grape, the very small stage, which is called a smodar, loi, that's not called fruit yet. Therefore, when the grapes are only the size of a smadar, you would be allowed to cut down the tree. It's not called you have a fruit. Only when the fruit is the size of a boiser. That's the medium size. Now, who holds the shita? Rabbonin. This is the Rabbonin shita. Because before we had Rabbi Yossi, he was the one that says that by grapes, even the size of a smadar is also considered a peri ready. That was Rabbi Yossi Shita. And the Rabbanan argued on Rabbi Yossi and said, no, the smaller size of a smadar is not called grapes. But when is it called a grape? Mishi grow, or that's the shear of pul halavin, that's the shear of a boiser. So you see, this bryce is going according to the Rabbanan, that says that what size is a grape called a pre when it's a boiser? And still it says, ukatoni, shar kol hilonis. All other fruit trees, though, mishi etzil. As soon as the fruits give a little bit bud that looks the smallest looking like a fruit, it's called fruit, and you're not allowed to cut it down. So it's a kasher back on Rabbi Loi. How could Rabbi Loi cut down this palm tree, even though the dates were very, very small? But we're saying now, even the Rabbanan hold that shar kol hilonis, all other type of fruit trees, excluding the grapes, is the size of Mishi, or else excluding the Zaytim or Charuvim, but all other ones, like dates, is Mishi Yitzil. As soon as you see the smallest amount of a fruit, it's called a fruit already. So it's a kasha back in Rabbi Loi, how is he allowed to cut down this tree? On Shvius, Lechur, as soon as it had a shape of a date, it's called a pri, even according to the Rabbanan, and the Torah says, L'ochle, you're only allowed to eat them and not destroy the peris. So how was he allowed to cut down this tree? So Gemara says, Ela Rabbi Loi b'denischoni case. He has to give a new teretz. The type of a palm tree that Rabbi Loi cut down wasn't a regular palm tree, that the fruits were unripe, but if he would have let them grow, they would have grown bigger. No. He's talking about a type of a tree that this is the biggest the fruits grow. They don't grow bigger than this. It's like Rashi says, b'denischoni case, tomorim shaldekel zocher. He cut down a palm tree like a male palm tree. And the fruits on this tree never get ripe. That's the way this tree gives off its fruit. Unripe fruits. What do they do with these fruits? The They cut them off in Nisan time. They and they get ripe by themselves. They put them into a basket. And you put these dates into a basket. Staying in the basket makes them become ripe. Uloilam hen ketanis. And on the tree, they always stay small. Hilkach, Rabbi Loi le'afsed midi. Therefore, when Rabbi Loi cut down this palm tree, what was the question? The fruits are unripe. So who are you destroying the fruits? Because if you would have let the fruits still grow on the tree would have made them grow riper, bigger. The Torah says, no. We're talking about such a palm tree that no matter how long the fruits stay on the tree, they don't get bigger. They only stay at this small stage. So therefore, by cutting it down now, you didn't destroy the fruits. Cut down the tree. What do you do with the fruits? Pick off the fruits. Put them in their special baskets that they'll ripen in the baskets so you didn't destroy the fruit. Therefore, Rabbi Loi was allowed to cut down this palm tree even on Shavuos. Tana Rabbanan. We learned before in the Braisa. Oichlim ba novim ad sheyichlo. No, we didn't have it before. Stam is the Braisa. Oichlim ba novim. On Shavuos, the seventh year, you're allowed to eat the grapes that you have in your house. We said the shear is ad zman abir. What does zman abir mean? Until there are no more grapes left in the field that the chayis don't have what to eat. So you're allowed to eat your grapes, until it ends off the grapes in this place called Oichel. That was the last place that still had grapes on the fields. Rashi says, Oichel, that's a mokum. That's the name of a place. Im yesh mucharis men, Oichlin aleim. If it happened this year that other places have grapes even after this place of Oichel finished the grapes, you can still eat the grapes, providing there's some place that there are still grapes in the fields that the chayas could eat it. Oichlim b'zeisim, you're allowed to eat your olives, ad sheyichla achron shebetkoa. That's this place called Tekoa. That was the place that had a lot of olives, olive trees. So as long as there's an olive tree still in Tekoa that has olives on it, so the chayas can eat from that tree, anybody is allowed to eat the olives in his house on trees. Rashi says Tekoa, mokam zeisim, that was the place that has a lot of olives. K'adnan b'mnochis, Tekoa al full of shemen. That's like the olive, the best place to have oil. That had the best olive trees. Rabbi Loi Yomer Ad Sheyichla Acharon Shagush Cholov. Another place, he said, until the last olive tree got finished up in this place called Gush Cholov. Rashi Gush Cholov, also Nami Ika Zaysim Tuva. This place also had a lot of olives. Vu Bechalka Shal Osher. The Yechsiv Bey V'toivo B'Hashem and Ragloi. That Osher also has a lot of oil, olive oil. Now, well, how much has to be eaten up from the trees that you say the chayis can't get to it? Kedeshi ani yaitsei v'yena moitsi loy benoifav loy v'ikroi. Then Oni will go around collecting, looking for olives. He can't find olives, not in the bushes, benoifav, loy v'ikroi, not on the ikra, the bark of the tree. Roiva oichem, he can't get, roiva means a quarter of a lug. Not even that much he can collect. If an Oni that does a good job collecting for it can't collect a roiva, a quarter of a lug, so for sure then it's considered chayus, can't find what to eat, and therefore the lachar is, it's called Zman Habir, there's no more fruits in the field for the chayus to eat, and therefore we have to take out our fruits we have in the house and bring it outside on Shvi'is, on the Shemitah. Rashi Kadeshiye Oni Yoitse, Muta Lecho Menakanusim, you're allowed to eat the fruits you have in your house, Achiyichle Besod until there's no more left in the fields, Kol Kanashi Oni Yoitse Lavakash Reina Moitse. The Oni will go out looking, and an Oni can look better than a Chaya could. So if an Oni can't find a revius of a lug, that's considered Chayas can't find anything. And therefore it's considered the Chayas don't have what to eat, and now we have to start taking out our fruits, the pears that were grown on Shvi'as from a house, and destroy them, bring them outside. But that was the Machlokes before. Tosfos says, just leave them outside, and be knowing like Hefker, but you could eat them. And the Rambam says, no, you have to destroy them. What about you want to eat? Rashi says, Tainim Yveshim, dried out figs. How long can you eat dried out figs? Achiyichlu Pagei Beisini. That's this place, Pagei Beisini, that has a lot of figs. So it calls them under figs there. We're allowed to eat figs in our house. Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda argues and says, no. Loihuskru Pagei Beisini. It wasn't brought down in any Mishnah, this place of Pagei Beisini, to say that it has a lot of figs. Elin Yemeiser. Only the Gei Tilchas Meiser to tell us that the figs of this place is also Mechuyve Meiser. So Drash Lehuskerum, but they say Medrash Lechosher Peri Elul Meiser. That that you're saying these figs are also called fruits, it was only brought down Hilchas Meiser, that you have to take off Meiser from these fruits. The Tanan we learned, Pagi Beisini, the dates, the figs that come from this place, V'yahini Du Tevina, and this type of a fruit, is Chayovim B'Meiser. These two type of fruits are chayiv and meiser. You have to take off trumas and meisers from these fruits. So drash yehini means tomorrow. These type of figs. The tuvaini means mokum, name of a place. V'yoysay pogim, v'yoysay tomorrow me'olam ketanim. The chiddush is, even though these dates, these figs are very small, so I would think it's not called a fruit yet. It's not mechuyiv and meiser. Kamashmala, no. Since in this place the fruits always stay small, this is the final stage of the fruit, and Mevel is Mechuyiv Meiser. You're not allowed to eat these fruits unless you first take off Trumas and Meisers first. Right, we had before, Oichlim Bitmorim. You're allowed to eat the dates you have in your house, Achiyichlo Achron Shebetsoyer, until the last palm tree in Soyer doesn't have any more dates. But Kozaman, there's some dates in the palm tree that Siddur the Chayas could get to eat, and therefore we're allowed to eat the pears we have in our house. We have a Shimon ben Gamliel. He said, "Oimer, no, oichlin al shabein hakipin. We're only allowed to eat kol zaman. There are palms. There are dates in the upper portion of the palm tree. Like we said, when the wind comes and blows down the dates, some get stuck on the upper portion. Aber v'yein oichlin al shabein hashitzin. But you can't eat even though there are some fruits, dates left in the bottom portion of the palm tree. Which around the bottom portion we have before there were thorns. Now since there are thorns." These dates get stuck in the thorns, and the chayas are afraid to go there. That's what Shimon Gamliel holds. Therefore, since the chayas, the wild animals, would not go to eat the dates by the thorns, that's considered that the chayas don't have what to eat. So once it's finished, the dates on the upper portion of the tree, you can't eat any more dates in your house. That's called Zman Habir. For the Gemara of Riminu, I have a kasha now. You're telling me by dates, this is the Zman when there's no more dates left in the trees in Soyer. Reminu Avakasha. It says, Oichlam b'yanovim ada Pesach. You're allowed to eat grapes that grew on Shvi'is. Since it grew by itself, you didn't plant anything. The fruits that grow by itself, you're allowed to eat. But how long is it called Zman Habir? How long is it considered that the Chayas still have what to eat? Up until Pesach. Up until Pesach, it says to eat the grapes. The Zaysim, what about to eat the olives? Till how long? Adhu Atzera, till Shvi'is. Until Shavuos also, you have a right to them on that there are still olives left on the trees, and the Chayas have what to eat. What about the Gregris? That's the dried out figs. Ad Chanukah. Till Chanukah. When it comes Zman HaChanukah, that's the time there are no more figs left on the tree, and that's called Zman HaBir for figs. But tomorrow, what about for dates? Until how long are you allowed to eat the dates on Shavuos, the dates you took into your house already? How long can you hold on to them? Ad HaPurim, until Purim. After Purim, then we say it's considered the Zman when there are no more dates left on the trees, and the Chayis don't have what to eat. Now you have to take out the perish you have in your house. So Kashra is here, it says, Ad HaPurim. And before we're saying a shear, until the last palm tree in Sayer. So after Gemara Poshid, the Yomar Rabibi, Rabbi Yechanan Tarti, the Yomar Rabbevi, Rabbi Yechanan Tarti Basrai Samachlif. He changed around these last two shearim. He's the shear of dates and the shear of figs, whether it's between Purim and Chanukah, he changed around the two shearim. But our core point of the Kashra is before we said the shear of dates is till the last palm tree in Sayer. And now we're saying the shear is either until Chanukah or else until Purim. Depends which one you changed around. So who are the two different shearim? Have the Gemara know. I'll tell you they're both the same shear. That when is the last tree in Sayer still giving off its palm, it's still giving off its dates? I'll tell you until Chanukah, until Purim. It's one shear. He's just telling you, if you want to look for yourself and see when the last tree is giving off in Sayer. And the other one says, if you don't want to check yourself, you should know, you have the right to say that by Purim or by Chanukah, whichever one changed around, is considered the end when there are no more fruits left on the trees for the animals. The boy is saying, another Teret says, Hoktoni Behedya. It says, Viferish in the first Braisom, Im Yesh Mucharis Mien Oichlin Aleim. That if there are some trees still giving off fruits, you can still eat. It is only a general cloud. But of course there are exceptions. If the tree is still giving off, you can eat for that also. Yeah. Martanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimus. So therefore there's no stira. I mean, minastam, you have the first year. But of course, if the trees are still giving off their fruits, then you can eat, calls them out, the last tree is giving off in Sayer. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimus. He said, Simin lohorim milim. If you want to know something good about the mountains, what's the good fruit that grows on the mountains? That's milim. Milim, Rashi says, afotsim. That's this gold nut water that you get. Some people put it into the ink. It makes the ink stay a very permanent ink. That's called milim. Shala, if you're allowed to light a get with a has that may afotsim inside it. So Rashi says, afotsim, that's gold nut water. A golish. Avul shari lonas, all other type of trees, shebhorim, that grows in the mountains, ain't yofim. You should know they're not good trees. If you have an apple tree going in a mountain, it's not a good apple tree. What's the nafkamina to us? Rashiv nafkamina d'loy ma'asinon bikurim minark lekamon. Halacha is bikurim, that's the first fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to bring it to the kayin on Shavuot, you start bringing your bikurim. But you only bring bikurim from fruits that grow on good trees. Mashenkin, trees that are secondary trees, you don't have to bring bikurim. So the chiddush is, let's say you have a palm tree growing on a mountain, or you have any one of the Shiva Saminim, that there's a mitzvah from any one of the Shiva Saminim to bring bikurim. If you have a fig tree, or you have a pomegranate tree growing on the horim, on the mountain, you should know you're not mechuyev to bring bikurim, because it's a secondary tree. The only thing that grows good on mountains is milin. That's called this gallnut water. But other things don't grow good on mountains. Right, the simile amokim, what's something good that grows in the valley? The kolim, palm trees. So if you have palms growing in the valley, that's good to bring bikurim from. Those are good palm trees. Simile in the kolim, what's a good simile for nacha for river? Kanan. If you have reeds growing in the river, that's a simile, it's a good river. We'll soon see what's nafkamina. Simile l'shvola, if you have a low land, what's a good thing growing in the lowlands? That's shikma. It's a type of a tree. Shikma, Rashi says, ain't a waste of tree. It's a type of a tree that does not give off any fruits. The afal pish and raya ladover, there's no real 100% raya, but zech ladover. We have a zecher, or little like a smachta, for the posik in Melochim. That the posik there says, shenem the posik says, vayitein hamelech es hakesef Yushlayim. As the melech brought the silver into Yushlayim, ka'avonim like stones, v'yesarozim and the big cedar trees, Nosan Kashikmo, he made like a shikmin, Asher Bashvela. That's in the low level ground. So you see Bashvela, what grows good in the Shvela? Shikmo. Leroy Simon Lahorim Milim.
the Ravia. That's the pasuk. Right now, Simon, we said before, now, this is only a smachta that shikma, this type of a tree, grows good in the Shvela. For the morning, before we said, Simon lahora milim. What's something that grows good on the mountains? That's the type of a tree that gives us a gallnut water. In Lamokim, what's good about the valley? The kolim, that gives off palm trees, gives off dates. Nafkimina, what's nagay to us? Libikurim. If you want to bring bikurim, that's the first fruits that grow, your best fruits, you bring to the kohen on Shavuos time. Ditznan, we learned like this, the Mishnah says. Ein mevi'im bikurim. You don't bring bikurim, elam mishiva saminim. Only from the seven types of fruits that Eretz Yisrael is mishabeach about, on those seven types you can bring bikurim. But from apples and from pears you don't bring bikurim. Only from the shiva saminim. For loy midikolim shibhorim. And if you have a date tree, even though dates is from the Shiva Saminim, but if it grows in the mountains, you don't have to bring Bikurim, because that's not a good tree. That's what the Bryce before said. The only thing that grows good in the mountains is only this Milin. But all other trees are secondary if they grow on the mountains. V'loy mi perish of Amokim. And not if you have fruit tree growing in the Amokim in the valley. Because the only thing that grows good in the valley is the Kolim, is palm trees. But anything else, achutz from palm trees, don't grow good in the valley. So that's what's Nageitu. Like Rashi says, Bikurim ksiv asher tovei mi'artzecho v'dashinim b'mlochis neman kan artzecho v'neman alan eretz chito seira mal alan shvach eretz, the special peris that are that give praise to Eretz Yisrael for, do b'shvachu akosim medaber. Is Afkan, the same thing here, Shvach Eretz, the things that praise Eretz Yisrael. You only have a chiyuv to bring bikurim, your best fruits, from these seven types of fruits, that's Meshabeach Eretz Yisrael. Hamurim Sham. Another thing also, you only bring it if your tree is growing in a good place. Now dates are from the Shiva Saminim. Hey, Dechsev Udvash. It says Eretz Chita Sarah Dvash, Shemna Dvash, Dvash de honey doesn't really mean bee honey, that means the Hainu Dvash Tamarim. It means the honey that comes out of the Tamarim, the dates. That doesn't mean the honey itself, it means the dates. So dates and figs, these are for Shiva Saminim. So you don't bring Evloi Medikle Shaborim. The Enem Shabachim El the Kolom Shalamokim. You don't bring dates that grow in the mountains, because that's not a good tree, only the dates that grow in the Mokim in the valley. Right, then the Brisa says, Simin l'necholim kanim. What's a simin for a good river? A nachal is kanim if it has reeds there. Nafkimina, what do we care about this? L'nachalaisin. There's a loch about the nachalaisin. Rashi says l'egla rufa. If you find somebody is murdered outside the city, the loch is the people of that city have to bring an egla rufa. You have to bring a special korban. What do they do with the egla rufa? They chop off its head by a nachalaisin, by the river. What type of a river do you have to chop off the head of this agola? Is by a river that has kanim have reeds growing there. Rashi Degla Rufa, Sarach She Kanim Gedilim Boy. Viloy Lamikri Nachal. Doesn't have reeds growing there, it's not called a nachal. This is one of the ingredients to give it a shein nachal, a river. It has to have reeds growing there. Vaita Simin L'Shvola Shikma. A simin for lowland is if you have the tree Shikma growing there. Now, if you mean L'Mekach Memcher, it's not there if you're selling. If I'm selling a property to somebody, and if I tell you it has a low land, it's a raya. If a shikma grows there, it's a raya. Tell them the truth. Rashi, shvola ani moichlecho, tzoruch sheboshkom. Better. If I tell somebody I'm selling you low land, the person understands that you mean to tell me you have this tree, the shikma there, and you have to sell it to him with the tree. And if the tree is not on this property, you can say it's a mekach tois. I didn't mean to buy such land. I only wanted to buy the land that has a shikma on it. This is also nafkamina for all these cases. Like, you can't jip the person. If you say you have a good mountains, by selling good mountains means you have milim there also. You have this tree, the milim. And if you say I have a good valley, that means I have the column, I have palm trees growing there. So it's all again to make the memcher what you're selling. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Mokam shenoagu limchor behema dakal nochrim moichrim. If your place where you live, there's a minig there that people do sell small animals, that means like sheep or like lambs, to a goy, is moichrim its mutter. But But if the minig of your mokim is not to sell it to a guy, we'll soon see what the reason the minig is, you're not allowed to. It's also, you can't be mishana from the minig of mokim. If your mokim has a minig, you have to go after your minig. Rashi says, mokim shtogu shalimchor, te yachmiru al atman, they are machmir upon themselves. Maybe they'll come to sell large animals. Now, large animals, it's also to do business to sell to goyim. Right, like Mishnah says, any place, you're not allowed to sell a big animal, or a cow, to a goy. A golem, even young cows, or sayachim, even young horses. You can't sell them to goyim. Like horses and cows, big animals, and even the young ones, you can't sell to goyim. Why not? Rashi says, the Gemara now avoid the Zora. The Gozer Bei Rabbanan, the Bona made Zerum Mishim Shaila. Maybe you'll just rent it to a guy, or Mishim Schirus, you'll rent it or you'll loan it to a guy, or Mishim Nisyoina. Maybe you let a guy test it out. Masechta avoid the Zora. The Yisrael Mitzuvah Shrisis Bemte B'Shabbes. That the Yisrael, if you own your animal, you're not allowed to let your animal do Malacha on Shabbos. So we're afraid if you're going to sell it to a guy, the guy is not going to want to buy it. First, he'll want to try it out. So you let the guy try out your animals Friday, and the guy will keep it over Shabbos. So the guy will be doing malacha work with your big animals. So therefore, you're not allowed to sell animals to goyim, because the big animals. Because the big animal is something to do malacha with. For Harisha, they plow with it. So if you sell it to him, we're afraid that sometimes before you sell it to him, first the guy will want to try it out, and you'll let him try it out over Shabbos, and you'll be over Nissa Shrisa Vemtoi. You're not allowed to have your animals doing malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a midrabbonin, you're not allowed to do business selling big animals to goyim. So this is noig b'chomokim. Now, some places made exera, even small animals, like a lamb or sheep, that there you don't do malacha. So really, you're allowed to sell those animals to goyim, because they'll never come out to do malacha on Shabbos. Still, some places has a mok and minig not to sell even small ones. Today you shouldn't come to sell big ones. Rishas Vaita, Shleina Mushvurim, whether this big animal, this horse, is a sholem, a gzunta one, or a shvurim and has a broken leg, still it's awesome. Rashi says, Bishvurim, Rabbi Yehuda Mate Bishvurim, you don't know. If the animal you're selling to a guy has a broken foot, something's broken, then you could sell to a guy. Why? Rashi says, Bishvurim, people don't leave it. They shecht it right away. You know this is different, it's a shinui, and you won't come to sell other animals. But for out, if it has a broken leg, you know you're not going to come to use it. Like the guy is not going to try it out to see if it works good. Because you don't sell or buy a broken an animal with a broken leg to work. What do you buy an animal with a broken leg? Only to shecht it. So there we're not afraid the guy will use it on Shabbos. So really it should be mutter to sell an animal that has a broken leg to a guy. Just the rabbanan say it's also a light plug. If you come to sell these animals to goyim, we're afraid you come to sell strong animals to goyim. And then you have the gzera, maybe they'll come to do mlocha with it on Shabbos while it still belongs to the Israel. But if you don't know, we don't make this gzera. Or shavur, if the animal has a broken leg, it's a different type of an animal. Everybody will know, only this animal you're allowed to sell to a goy, and not a gzunt, and not a strong horse. Ben b'seira mate b'sus. Ben b'seira says, no, horses, you're also allowed to sell to goyim. We're not afraid. Rashi says, why? Lefi shemlachta l'rechiva. What's the ikka malach you do with a horse? A horse you don't use to plow with. A horse you use to ride. You have a horse for riding on. The Rashi says, v'nisyoyna didei, even if a guy would say, let me try out your horse. So you give it to him Friday, and the guy will use it over Shabbos. Now what malach will the guy be doing with the horse on Shabbos? He'll ride the horse. There's no issa d'iraisa for the horse to do malacha by riding somebody on top of it. Because the klal is chai nois yitatzmoy. A live person, if you carry out a live person on Shabbos, there's no issa d'iraisa. So what then if a horse carries out something, that's called the horse is doing a malacha. But if the horse just has a person riding on him, and the horse carries out the person, he's not doing a malacha on Shabbos. That's not called the shvitz b'hemtoy. It's not considered the horse, the animal is doing a malacha. Rashi, Lefi shemlach to l'rechiva, unisyoyne didein leke l'migza b'hen, diyein bo'ele mishum shvus, diyein roichum agave b'hema. It's only a rabbonin dik alocha that you're not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos. But midi yiraisa, you are allowed to ride your own horse on Shabbos. Either the horse is doing a malacha, and your horse can't do malachas on Shabbos, the therapist says that's not called a malacha. Since chai nois yetzatzmoy, it's not considered doing a malacha. No, it's only Yosim and Rabbanan. So a Shavuos to Shavuos, we don't make this Gzeira. That's what Ben Mesera holds. So Ben Mesera holds, you're allowed to sell your sus, your horse, to a guy.